That's right.
Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast. Usual Friday.
We should never ignore the fact that mental health exists.
And that's how people think.
Yeah.
As years have gone on, I've obviously struggled more and more. And I got to a point where I went to the doctors, I got medication, and I literally done everything myself to get to where I was like 2 years, and I'm still a different person again. But I pushed so hard to win myself. I look back at my journey and I know I had no support.
Around 450 million people suffer with mental health. Half of them suffer in silence.
Anxiety and depression is a silent killer, and this needs more awareness. A 6% of population in the UK ages between 16 to 64 have a mental health problem, according to the statistics body on the NHS Digital.
I hope everyone's doing absolutely great today. I am Wayne Clark, your host, and your co-host,
Nicole Glozier.
And today we are here to bring a little bit more awareness on mental health and share you a little bit of insight and stories as well. It is not Friday, and this is being published today. So let's get started. So we've been really thinking about mental health lately, and we've come to a conclusion that it's not spoken about often. What do you think, Nicole?
No, I really don't think that it's spoken enough, really. With experiences myself, I don't really tend to help myself, and I don't talk to anyone about my own mental health, which I should, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes for, you know, myself as well, and a lot of other people out there. Just to let you know quickly, guys, that if you hear a kid, it's our son, you know. So we're a great family, you know. We've been through a lot together, and you know, I want to share some personal experiences and stories with you guys, and I hope that Nicole will as well, which I'm sure she will. But what I'm going to say is that, you know, we have been with each other 4 years now, and we've got a beautiful son together called Jaden Clark. He is two, starting nursery very soon, so this is going to be absolutely awesome for him. And the thing that I want to tell you guys is that me and Nicole have been through a lot of battles together. You know, we have fought to keep each other. We both, you know, had near-to-death experiences. You know, it's been really absolutely hard for us. But you know, settling in our new place together is absolutely brilliant, and we've got, you know, a long journey together, haven't we?
Yes, we certainly have. And I can't wait to make some happy memories, because last year was an absolutely hell of a year. I don't know if obviously our close family and friends will know.
Yeah.
But I suffered really badly with my back, just carried on with it. I went to the doctors, told them that it wasn't great, but I didn't get listened to like I should have got listened to.
Right.
And she turned me away, and she just gave me some back exercises off YouTube. But it didn't work, and I went downhill from there, didn't I, babe?
Yeah, let's go YouTube, guys. So this is the thing, you know, this is the big topic, guys, honestly, right? You know, just go to a doctor's for something serious in your back, and they say, go to YouTube. Okay, I'm going to go to the doctor's. I've got a serious mental health issue. I'm going to do something crazy to myself. Just go to YouTube. This is the thing, guys, right? This is the most important thing that, you know, the NHS, government, whatever should realize, is that don't keep sending people to YouTube, right? Stop sending people to Google. You tell us not to go to Google. Why do that? You know, this is the thing. Mental health should be taken seriously. And, you know, things like what my partner's been through, what she just said now, you know, yeah, it's built up anxiety for her. You know, she has suffered. Whatever we go through in life, you know, whether it's an operation for a serious back injury, for maybe a leg or whatever, maybe you've had your finger amputated, whatever. But the point comes across is that whatever happens in your life, you are always going to, you know, have this problem with mental health. You know, it is a big thing. You could chip a nail. That could make you anxious. That could get you depressed, whatever. This is the point, isn't it, Nicole?
Yeah, it certainly is. And it's hard to involve people because people don't understand because they're not the ones going through it like you are.
Absolutely. And yourself.
Exactly. And you don't want to burden people with your problems, so you keep it to yourself. And then your anxiety gets worse and you trap it all inside and you think you're dealing with it. And then when it comes to the point of stepping out that door, you make so many excuses and you don't go out.
Right, exactly. And this is the thing as well, that there's so many people that will not, you know, even dare step out their front door. You know, I have spoken to so many people on social media and they're saying to me like, oh, you know, how do you do this? I mean, you know, I've been outside my door for 2 years. I've even watched documentaries where people haven't gone outside their door for 4 to 5 years. That is just, you know, that is bizarre. It's like the government or whatever just shut you away and just ignore you just to save them one, the paperwork, save two, the money, and they just couldn't really care. That, oh man, it winds me up.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously I had my operation in May and I was stuck up in a flat with 4 flights of stairs and I could not do them 4 flights of stairs because of the pain that I was in.
Right.
And I had nerve damage all down my legs and my spine. So I locked myself up in my flat for 8 months because I couldn't get out of that front door.
And that was not out of choice.
No. And my anxiety, and I'm not going to lie, hit sky. It got really bad. But then I said to myself, no one else is going to get through this but me. Yeah. And then I chose the path whether to let it win or battle it. And I battled it.
Exactly. And it goes to show is that it's only so much, you know, the man of the house can do. Like, you know, I tried so hard, but it's, again, guys, it's not out of choice. It's because you just generally couldn't walk. And, you know, this is the thing as well. When our little boy was born, you know, she had complications then as well. It just seems to me that things are not really looked into, are they?
No, they're not. I've been through so many things in my time and I've obviously been out to ask for help, but I always get turned away. A massive one is obviously people that don't know me. I am a big girl and that isn't my choice either. I just don't understand where I am. My mum, my family don't understand. I don't eat much. I do everything right. But then we found out later on that I have thyroid, polycystic ovaries.
Yeah.
But because it was left too long, I've put on all the weight and now I'm a big girl.
Yeah, let's be honest, guys. It should be me that puts on the weight.
Yeah, no. More than me.
Honestly, I could eat everything, you know. When we do our, you know, yeah, you criticize me, guys, whatever. But, you know, when I open the fridge, that's it. I won't stop eating. But honestly, I love food and, you know, I think personally that I'm the one that abuses food because the way I'm eating, but I don't put on a pound, you know?
I know, I'm really jealous of him. I look at a cake and put on 3 pounds.
Yeah, but she doesn't exactly sit there eating cake, so, you know.
No.
Yeah, but so guys, you know, mental health is, you know, a big, big issue in life. But I want you guys to know is that whoever's out there suffering badly with mental health is that, you know, you are not alone. And, you know, truly, I believe that this should be brought to the forefront of people's minds. It should be a subject that people should feel comfortable talking about. It shouldn't be something where someone should sit back and say, I'm going to just shut up and keep silent about this because I don't want to burden anyone. As Nicole said about burdening people, it's not like that. You know, if you've got a problem, you should speak to someone, you know, speak to a relative, because the more that it's built up in your mind, the more you are going to be worse, right?
Yeah, definitely. I've got another story. When I was 16, I lost my dad and I literally shut off to everyone and I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't know who to turn to, what to do. So I literally just ran away from all of it. And I didn't come out with it until I was about 20, 21. That's when I started really talking about my dad and how it affected me. And now I'm 26 and I can see that I'm not grieved for my dad yet, really. I've just shut off to all the emotions because I've been trying to battle other things in between, the depression, the anxiety, being a mum. But now I'm noticing a lot more things since moving out of our old place and into our new place. So that's really helping with my mental health.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And it just goes to show that one little thing in your life that changes, it can make a massive positive impact in your life. I mean, this, you know, moving into a new home, having a, you know, a garden, knowing that I can, you know, step out my front door and pick up my shopping and bring it in without having an asthma attack, you know, that's great. But, you know, the thing is that nothing, it's not just mental health, guys. You know, life isn't really looked at, you know, there is a lot of, you know, things in the world that is wrong. So it's not just mental health, but we can, you know, all of us can make a difference by speaking about mental health often.
Yeah, definitely. We can do that more in numbers if we all come together. One voice isn't heard enough, but if we come together as a group and a crowd and we all say how we're feeling, then that will make movement.
Exactly. Even right, honestly, I am not joking. I read an article today at the BBC about mental health as well. Is that they said that it is out of hand. It is out of hand because there are so many people in the UK that are suffering that the mental health team just they can't keep up with demand. You know, it is absolutely bad. So this is what I'm saying is that, you know, you can help yourself by talking to friends and family. Don't feel like that you're a burden.
No, definitely not. I've actually learned that it's best to talk about it because you're giving your own self like feelings and you're making sure that you're thinking of yourself and your self-care and yourself. And you will find that one person that will actually sit there and listen to you, and that will make you 100% better.
Exactly. And the worst thing that you can do to yourself is by doing the same thing every day for the rest of your life, because it's not going to help you. You know, I learned that because, you know, I've got the right to say this because I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, right? And I decided I didn't want to wear that t-shirt anymore. And I wanted to do something with my life. I wanted to be, you know, I wanted to be a better version of myself, right? And, you know, it came to me, like I said one morning, I said, you know what, I'm sick and tired of doing this. You know, why am I doing this, right? Because sometimes you don't know that you're doing it until rather one, someone points it out to you, or you start realizing it. You know, it's going to take that day where you do realize it. I woke up and I said, you know what, I'm taking off this t-shirt and I'm doing something different. You know, doing something different every day or as often as you can will, it will start to, you know, help you in so many ways. And it's true. Just think about this: doing something different every day or doing the same thing every day. Think about that.
Yeah, it was Wayne said about taking that t-shirt off. For me, I didn't take a t-shirt off. I become a mum.
Yeah.
And my son, our son, Jaden, is the reason that I'm becoming stronger. He's helped me so much. He's been my strength when I've been really down. Wayne's literally lifted me up when I've been down. If I didn't have these two in my life, then I probably wouldn't have took off that t-shirt, as Wayne's been saying.
Exactly.
But sitting here, because I'm such a deep thinker, sitting here talking to all of you out there now, I would generally go to someone and don't keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Because it does build up, and then you start being an angry person, but then you know that's not you. You know that's your depression, your anxiety taking over.
Yeah.
And then you start directing it to the ones that you love, and you feel worse, and then that builds up on top of it. Please just find that one person to go and talk to.
Yeah, the best thing as well is that I speak to a lot of people on social media every day as well. It's like, you need to start surrounding yourself with positive people. If there's anyone negative in, you know, friends or family, really negative, or, you know, not really supporting you, then maybe it's time for you to say, you know what, I'm going to have to take a few steps back.
Yeah, definitely. What else can you say, really?
Well, exactly. Yeah. I think we've covered everything here. So we really just wanted to jump on and really, you know, bring this forth to your minds, guys, is that, you know, please, please, please bring this forth to your mind. Start opening up a conversation with people about mental health.
Definitely. It starts with you. It starts with your own self feelings, your mental health. You've got to say, right, I'm ready. I'm going to battle this. I'm not going to let it take me down anymore. It's my time. I'm not going to let that beat me. I'm going to beat that.
Absolutely. So again, guys, thank you ever so much. Don't forget to like, share and comment as well. And don't forget, you can subscribe at www.wayneclark.online as well. You know, just be safe out there, guys. And, you know, much love from all of us. So take care, guys, and have a great day.
Take care.
Take care, guys.
We are on air. It's Talk Back Friday.